So a throw from Moreno. Throws it back over to Loebner, the catcher, and gets Bobo tagged out at home. But advancing to third is Gurvich. Getting to first is Degatti. And Harrison Didowick will step in. Put a big run here for the Rafters. In a game like this, three is a big difference compared to two, where runs are hard to come by. They're up to seven hits now compared to Madison's two. Two down. Argento fires outside of the zone, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, two down. The 1-0, Didowick fouls it left side and sees a strike, 1-1. A 1-1 count. Argento, the third offering, swinging a ground ball over to the second baseman, and Hamilton scoops up in the glove. The throw to first is on time, but the Rafters get an important run. A one-run RBI double from Jack Gurvich to send Hugo home. As they lead 3-0, we head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the seventh inning, and a new pitcher coming true for the Rafters, Nick Polson, out of the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. And a guy with a 1-0 record, 8 games appeared in, 18 and a third innings pitched, allowing 22 hits and 7 runs. He has 10 strikeouts, though, from Balsam Lake, Wisconsin. So he picked up the win against Lakeshore back on June the 29th. And he went 2 innings, allowing 2 hits and a strikeout. So Polson, the tall, lengthy left-hander, stands at 6'3", and the Rafters an all-important run as they lead 3-0 now. So Jaden Loebliner is due up, lined out to the pitcher, and was walked. So the right-hander on Polson. The left-handed pitcher. Rafters have out-hit the Mallards 7-2. Rebranded tonight to the Old Fashions. But nonetheless, the team from Madison is trailing to the Rafters once again. Near 3-0. As Polson delivers in and right down the plate for a strike. 0-1. No balls, one strike. Paulson will come set and fire. And it goes below the zone in for a ball, 1-1. So Lobliner out of Kansas State playing his collegiate ball. But Jackson Wentworth, one of the pitchers for the Rafters. 1-1 count. Paulson fires, swinging a ball cracked out into shallow center. Hugo runs after it and makes the easy catch for one down. So Jack Tucker out of St. John's, who got a base hit. One of two mallards to get a hit today. 1 down. Paulson will kick and fire. And goes low with the zone in for a ball. 1-0. 1 down. The 1-0. And Paulson a little bit low. Two straight balls. Cut at the Rafters have only allowed two hits. And it came in the first time through the batting order. Hamilton got a double, and Tucker got to first on a base hit. Other than that, they've just been held absolutely scoreless, first of all, but have not been able to get any hits. 1 down, 3 balls and no strikes. Bottom 7. A 3-0 count. Paulson the delivery. On a curveball. And up and above the zone for ball number 4. So that will allow Tucker to take first. Estevan Moreno will is due up. Who grounded out to third last time up, and he struck out swinging. So 0 for 2, batting in the 9 hole. The shortstop. So a runner at first. 1 down here, bottom 7. Paulson will set and deliver, swing and a miss on the inside. For a strike, 0-1. So Moreno has struggled at the plate today, batting a 152 this season. The 0-1 and a miss again. Up and away for a strike, 0-2. Count, 1 down. And Paulson will set and deliver, and it popped away out right side. The third pitcher today for the Rafters is Paulson. Kalen Graham with 3 strikeouts, Negrete with 2. They both went 3 innings. Expect Paulson to come out after this inning. Expect 2 more pitchers for the Rafters today. Paulson set and delivers way down low on a knee-high breaking ball at 76, 1-2. Out of Wisconsin, Stevens Point is Paulson. And the 1-2 bounces in the dirt. 2 straight balls now. Him and Sidney Ferry, the other Rafters pitcher from UWSP. Both in the Rafters bullpen staff this season. 1 down, the 2-2. Inside for strike number 3. Nick Paulson recording his first strikeout. And sends Moreno down looking. Top of the order we go. Jake Holcroft. Who grounded out to short last time up. 0 for 3 today, but he got on base the first 2 times up. From an error from the shortstop and the first baseman. And Paulson will deliver. Up and away outside for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count with 2 down. The 1-0. Way low. Inside for a ball. 2-0. As Heligso having a word with his pitcher in Paulson. 2-0 count. Standing at first is Tucker. Holcroft out of the University of Portland and from Upland, California. Two balls, no strikes, two down, the 2-0. And finds a zone in four strike, 2-1. Rafters have been solid on the defensive end all night. And a 2-1. Fouled left side, two straight strikes now. Deuces across the board, two balls, two strikes, and two outs. The 2-2, swing and lifted in the air into left field. Running after it is Gallison, and not makes the grab in time because that pulls away. Third baseline out on the left side, so the count stays at 2-2. Holcroft batting a .333 before today. An excellent leadoff hitter for the Mallards. Two balls, two strikes, two down. The 2-2 on a curveball goes away. Stealing second is Tucker, and he gets there in time. It rolls past the second baseman into center field, but only into shallow. So 3-2 count with two down. Full count. Rafters one away here, bottom seven. Standing at second is Tucker. Puts a runner in scoring position. Mallards have been held scoreless today. The 3-2, swinging a ball, hit into right field. Running after it is Bobo, and makes the grab. So the Rafters hold the Mallards scoreless. Once again, we head to the top of the eighth here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists, in their own words.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Seven innings down, two more to go. We head to the top of the eighth, and a pitching change in store for the Mallards. Chad McCann out of Panama City, Florida, and the rising senior from Campbellsville University. Seven games appeared and with a 1-0 record. 10 innings pitched. He's had 13 hits and seven runs allowed with five strikeouts. He's a returning Mallard, as he appeared for them last season with two games. So Luke Hansen will step in to lead off. McCann pitched against the Rafters back on June the 5th, where he went an inning, allowing four hits and three runs. As the first offering comes in for a ball. So right now, the Rafters lead 3-0. If they can see this out, the Woodchucks are currently down 6-1. As the 1-0 inside for strike, 1-1. Woodchucks lose, Rafters win. They put him in first. The game left in the first half. And if they can see it out, they'll clinch a playoff berth. The 1-1, swinging a line of drive that drops into right center field. Hansen will get on base on a jam shot that just on a shallow fly ball. So back-to-back Bates hits for Hanson. And Hogan Aligzo, who struck out all three times. Rafters up to 8 hits now. Setting in and firing on the first pitch is McCann. 1-0. Hanson stands at first. A leadoff single. The 1-0. And showing bunt was Aligzo, but he sees a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Top of the eighth. As the pickoff over at first, Hanson gets back to the bag. One ball, one strike. Looking in, the 1-1 swing and a miss. Aligzo once again. He struck out all three times. He's been up at the plate. 1-2. Looking down, setting and firing, swinging a ground ball over to Hamilton, scoops it up in the glove at second, throws it on to first, in for the first out. But Hanson advances to second. And this brings up Anthony Gallison here in the top of the order. 1-for-4 today with a run. One of three Rafters to cross home plate. He led off with a single in the top of the third. Struck out twice. So McCann back on the mound looking at second and delivers in the first offering. And goes right of the zone in for a strike, in for a ball. 1-0. Hanson at second. One down, the 1-0. And finds a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1 down. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Gallison a little bit late. He swung after it. 1-2. One ball and two strikes. 1 down. The 1-2 popped out right side. One and two. So McCann will look in. He bends at the knees. He comes set and fires in as Gallison swings and hits a line drive out to the right fielder. Making the grab is Tucker. Tagging up from third is Hanson, and he'll get there with 2 down. So Orlando Rodriguez, having some words with Hanson at third, gives him a high five. Hanson did a great job of reading that correctly. So Hugo, responsible for 2 of the 3 runs today. Crossed home plate twice. He's been walked 3 times. He's been at bat. He also has a base hit. When he hit a ball in the left field. As he skies a ball into the second baseman, it looks like. And then, well, the shortstop Murano comes out and has the easier catch of the bunch. That's the third out. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Raptors still lead 3-0. Stay with us here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Alec Burnett will step in now. Rafters lead 3-0. They've out-hit Madison 8-2. And Burnett, a returning Rafter, 9 games appeared in this season with 1 save, 9 innings of work, allowing 4 hits and 2 runs. He has 13 strikeouts for a 1.0 ERA. So definitely a reliable pitcher from Columbus, Indiana. And he'll face Davis Hamilton, who's one of two Mallards to get a hit today. He's 1-for-3. Rafters in front 3-0. They have 6 more outs in them to take down Madison and sweep this series, as Burnett will come set and fire. He just lowered the zone, 1-0. So Hamilton, out of North Dakota State, from nearby Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. The 1-0. And down the plate for a strike on a fastball at 87. 1-1. A 1-1 count. Burnett will look in. He'll kick and step. And just outside of the zone comes in a ball. 2-1. 2 balls, a strike. A 2-1 count. Burnett will fire on a line drive that hits right field side out of play. 2-2. So the Rafters bullpen, this is Burnett's 5th pitch. He's the 4th pitcher to come today for the Rafters. Graham went 3 strikeouts, Negrete with 2, and Paulson with 1. As Burnett fires, foul tipped backside from Hamilton. So 6 combined strikeouts between 3 pitchers. Graham gave up 2 hits. Negrete, no hits, along with Paulson as well. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two count here, bottom 8. Rats looking to see this out. And the 2-2 comes in. And a ball hit out right side on the first baseline, bounced away and fouled. 2-2. Two count. Looking in, setting is Burnett. A drive hit out left side, out of play. Staying alive is Hamilton, batting a .292. He's 14 hits on the season, 13 RBIs, and also with a home run as well. An on-base percentage of a .375, and the 2-2 comes in, swing and a miss, low for strike number 3. So Alec Burnett starts his day off with a strikeout and 1 down. This brings up Ryan Sprock. Struck out swinging on his past 2 times up at the plate. has been walked as well. One down. Looking in is Burnett. He'll fire just above the zone for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count with one down. And the first offering comes in for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. One down, the 1-1. Outside in for a ball, 2-1. Raptors have given up two hits today. Burnett will come set. He'll step and deliver the 2-1 skied in the air into shallow left center. Backpedaling, tracking it down is Broussard for two down. So Owen Jackson, it's his turn. And out of the University of Toledo, 0-2 today. He got on base on a fielder's choice. He was hit by a pitch and he grounded out to first. Two down. Looking in and firing. One ball. Burnett, the 1-0. Up above. In for a ball, 2-0. 2-0 count with two down. Raptors four more outs away. Some sweeping this series. And a foul tipped on the right ankle on Jackson. He's walking it off on the right side. 2-1 count with two outs. The 2-1. Swinging a line drive that goes underneath over the head of Burnett. And rolls into center for another hit. That's the third of the game for the Mallards. So now Isaiah Jackson will step in. Burnett gives up a hit as he ducked down quickly. That went over his head. So Isaiah Jackson, 0-3, popped out, struck out, and flew out. So the center fielder looking to continue with the Mallards. They're going to need runs. They need hits. As Jackson's on first, and the first pitch comes in for a ball, 1-0. One out count, two down. Burnett will set. He'll fire the 1-0, and it hits Jackson on the right shoulder. He'll take first. That moves Owen Jackson to second. So both the Jacksons on base. This brings up Keenan Taylor, the tying run at the plate. So with one away, Keenan Taylor out of Purdue, the Boilermaker, and a rising senior looking to lift this Mallards team in contention in this game. Trailed the entire game and started on the top of the third. They gave up two runs. They also gave up a run in the seventh. Two on, Burnett will lick in on Taylor. 0-3 today, still looking for his first hit as he serves in on the first offering. And it finds his own, 0-1. So not a lot of momentum for Madison today. But right now, something's brewing. A swing and a miss inside. 0-2. Two down, no balls, two strikes. Burnett, one strikeout away from getting out of this jam. He'll look in. He'll step and fire. Throws way lower the zone in four ball. Already has a strikeout today. Looking to make it two. Two down, one ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Skied and popped away out right side. Out of play. Staying alive is Taylor. Isaiah Jackson at first. Owen Jackson at second. A 1-2 count. Alec Burnett out of Wagner College playing his collegiate ball with Chris Conniff, the second baseman, who's not in the lineup tonight. And the 1-2 comes in low and outside. Out four ball, 2-2. Deuces across the board after two straight strikes came in two balls. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Burnett steps and fires a 2-2, and it popped out right side. Taylor staying alive. 2-2. This would be a big strike, a big out here for the Rafters. Would give the Mallards one more opportunity in the ninth. They don't want to give them any more momentum right now. Two runners on. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Burnett looks over. He'll step, fire the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. A big strikeout for Alec Burnett. And the Rafters get their third out. We head to the top of the ninth. They lead 3-0 here on WFHR. We'll be back.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the ninth inning has a pitching change coming on the mound for the Mallards. Rashad Ruff out of Coppin State. And a Moreno Valley, California native. Played for Green Bay last season, but this season for Madison. He's had seven games with an 0-1 record and a save. 9 1/3 innings of work, allowing 7 hits and 6 runs. He also has 11 strikeouts for a 5.79 ERA. So the right-hander and the rising redshirt senior pitched against the Rafters back on June the 4th, where he went an inning, allowing a hit, a run, and a strikeout. So he'll face Brendan Bobo. Rafters in control here, 3-0. Getting it done on both sides of the ball. Two runs in the third, a run in the seventh, as Ruff fires. And for a ball, 1-0. Ruffle look again on Bobo. As Bobo swings and cracks it into left center. Isaiah Jackson's running under it and makes the catch for one down. So Broussard will step in. Two strikeouts. 0 for 4. Out of Utah Valley. He's had a big day at shortstop. He made an error, but other than that, he's been spot on. As Ruff sets and fires way low at the zone. 4-ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. One down. A swing and a pop-up in the right field side. Owen Jackson's running after it. Not able to grab it. It goes the top of the dugout for the Rafters. But comes in for a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one out. The step, the fire from Ruff. And the check swing across on a curveball. And first base umpire Caleb Cador says otherwise. 2-1. Two balls a strike. Ruff sets and fires. And just up above the zone, 3-1. And a 3-1 count. Ruff delivers way low of the zone for ball number 4. Broussard will take first. And this brings up Jack Gurevich, who's had a big day. 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. He had a 1-run RBI single and a 1-run RBI double. So Gurevich, it's his turn. Leading off at first is Broussard. Ruff fires in right down the pipe for a strike, 0-1. Oh, and one count with one down. Ruff will come set. He'll fire up and away. 4-ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one down. Popped out left side. 1-2. Light slowly starting to turn on here. This was an early start time at 5:05. Gray clouds in the sky. There's weather in the forecast, but it looks like it held out. Unfortunately, it did so. The 1-2 lifted out left side and pulled away for a foul. 1-2. So staying alive is Gurevich. Ruff looks over at first. And just up above the zone, 4-ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2. In 4-ball, way low. So the count runs full, 3-2 with one down at first. Is Broussard. Jack Gurevich, the left-hander. Ruff looks down and taking second is Broussard. A ball swung on and sky left side out of play as Broussard was taking second on the stolen base but has to retreat back to first. Three balls, two strikes, one down. The 3-2. Foul backside. So the count runs full once again. Gurevich staying alive. At first is Broussard. Rough. Nearing his 16th pitch. He'll come set. Broussard takes second to throw inside for strike number three. Two down. As Broussard's able to take second, Jorge Degatti will step in. So if the Rafters can hold on, and the Dock Spiders currently up 7-1 over the Woodchucks right now. Swing and a miss for Degatti. And then tomorrow's the last day of the first half. So if the Rats can win tomorrow, they'll clinch a playoff berth for the second time. Swinging a ground ball over towards the shortstop in Murano. Lifts a bullet over to first for the third out. So the Rafters, they have three more outs in them. Find out next as we head to the bottom of the ninth here on WFHR.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the ninth, Julian Tristan will step on the mound looking for his sixth save of the season. He's had 10 games appeared in with a 2-1 record, 12 innings of work, allowing 8 hits and 7 runs, also acquiring 11 strikeouts. Last game he appeared in, he technically picked up the win, but in the bottom of the ninth against Traverse City, he gave up 3 hits and 4 runs when the Rafters were leading 4-0. So you hope that's not the case this time as a swing and a fly ball popped out towards Gervich at first. He makes the easy catch for one down. That's a way to start off. Rafters 2 outs away from putting this one to rest. So this brings up Jack Tucker. 1-for-2. Julian Tristan out of Irvine, California and Westcliff University. And the first pitch comes down low. 4-1, 1-0. A 1-0 count, one down. A swing and a pop-up into third base line. Degatti running after it, tracks it down and makes the easy grab for two down. So back-to-back pop-ups, Rafters one away here to cap off a victory and a sweep of the Mallards and put themselves in first place. So Tristan will look in. As this looks to be a pinch hitter, Jake Goolsby out of Charlotte University. A rising junior from Springville, Alabama. Tristan will fire and find the zone for a strike going one. Two strikes away now. The 0-1 up and outside for a ball 1-1. One ball, one strike. Tristan will look in. He'll come set. And he's swinging a ground ball that just pulls out on the third baseline. It was fair for a couple of feet. 1-2. 1-2. The 1-2 just down low for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Rafters looking for the final strike of the night to put this game to bed. And a game where they just played sound baseball. 2 runs in the 3rd, a run in the 7th. Only allowed 3 hits. Tristan will kick, wind, and serve the 2-2 up and away for a ball. 3-2. 2 RBIs from Gervich and an RBI from Brendan Bobo. That's where we stand. Tristan will look. He'll bend. He'll step. He'll fire. And right down the plate for strike 3. That will do it. The Rafters take down the Mallards 3-0. On a night where they needed a win, they sweep Madison and improve their record to 19-14, putting them in first place as of now. But what a victory for the Rafters. If the Woodchucks lose, which they are down 7-1, the Rafters will hold sole possession of first. But what a night for the Rafters. It was 2 RBIs from Gervich, an RBI from Brendan Bobo. Only allowed 3 hits today. Just played sound baseball. Just played a great game, and it was much needed. They out-hit Madison 8-3. But they will have one game for the first half remaining tomorrow against Fond du Lac. An early game at 1:05. We'll be live here on WFHR at 12:50. But an excellent game for this Rafters team. That is 3 straight. A sweep of the Mallards. And we head to Fond du Lac tomorrow. So for everybody at Wisconsin Rapids, for players, coaches, and staff, for everybody at the studio at WFHR, my name is Joey Fier saying so long from Madison. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
A song to me is a song to you. It fell on us like that morning dew for the songbird. Make us sing.
Thank you.
shiver down to my toes. Singing me a song. Singing me a song nobody knows. Let it fill up your soul as the sunlight starts to glow for the song. The sun.
We are local music with the People Brothers Band, brand new from their Sisters and Brothers album. That was Songbird. Love the People Brothers Band. You know, People Fest is coming up really soon.
One, two, three, four.
Get that information on the People Fest website. We got a double dip of Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts just around the corner. Plus, Pancreatic Steel coming up. Talk with Josh. Smax Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. We're cruising around.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News.